All right, turn to Hebrews chapter number 1 and put your finger there and go to Ephesians chapter number 5 as well. Hebrews chapter 1 and Ephesians chapter number 5. And while you're turning there, I'll just introduce myself. My name's Pastor Logan Robertson. I'm from New Zealand. I'm not speaking in tongues, all right? It's just my accent, all right? If you need an interpreter, I don't... But I was ordained about almost 2 years ago to start our church from a Baptist pastor ordained me, and we're nearly 2 years into it, and we're running about 25 on Sunday mornings. But we'll just read these verses. We'll start with Hebrews chapter number 1. We'll just read one verse from there, verse number 8. The Bible reads, verse 9, sorry. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now have a look at Ephesians. Keep your finger there, but go to Ephesians chapter number 5. Have a look at verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Heavenly Father, Lord, please fill me with the Spirit today. And I know I'm not an eloquent speaker, Lord, or not a great man, but Lord, please help everyone to have ears to hear, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, the title of my sermon is found in verse number 18, where it says, be filled with the Spirit. So the Bible says here that we need to be filled with the Spirit. Now, it says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, we need to be filled as a Spirit if we want to be, great soul winners, if we want to live a great, Christian life. And we need to be filled with the Spirit. Now, the Bible here says not to be drunk with wine, because that's the opposite. If you're going to be drunk with wine, you're not going to be filled with the Spirit. And, like Brother Garrett preached about wine, there's two different wines in the Bible. One's just a grape juice. One's an alcoholic wine. And here, if we can't be drunk with wine if we want to be filled with the Spirit. And, there's preachers out there that, they'll condone, drinking alcohol. They'll say, it's fine to drink a little bit of alcohol. It's fine to, just have a wine with your dinner. Most of them, they're just idiots because they, they want to drink a wine. But, there's like 10% of them. There's a little other part of these people that say that drinking alcohol is all right. They're actually perverts, because the Bible says that, there's people out there, there's men out there that want to give you a bottle of wine. They want to give their neighbor drink so that they can look on their nakedness. There's a guy, I don't know, you probably never heard of him. Was it No Covenant Baptist or something? if you don't know who I'm talking about, don't even worry. Because you have to wash your eardrums out afterwards, like soap, acid, everything, just to cleanse your ears. But this guy, he would say, that, what does he say? Someone told me that, the verse that says in Proverbs, not to even look at the wine, when it moveth itself about. And they'll say, when you've had enough alcohol, when the actual cup's like moving around. And it's like, wow, you're pretty drunk then. You're drunk. If that's how you are, you're moving around, you're drunk. You're not going to be able to stop. You'll keep drinking and drinking and drinking because you can't understand, these guys anyway, and that they fit into the category of the perverts, because both of them, they look like queers, they sound like queers, because they are, they are faggots. They are. I believe both of them are fags. I don't care, I don't think you should say that. Well, I didn't ask for your opinion. I don't give a flip. Now have a look. Ephesians chapter number 5, it says, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, we need to be filled with the Spirit if we want to be great soul winners, if we want to preach sermons. Now, and we, just to be a good husband, be a good wife, be good children, we need to be filled with the Spirit. I'd say most people here are saved today. 90% of people here will be saved. But put your hand up, if you're saved and you love Jesus. Put your hand up. Well, the Bible says, in John chapter 14, if you love me, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, and look down at Ephesians chapter number 5. It says, but be filled with the Spirit. That's a command of God, that we should be filled with the Spirit. Now, being filled, you know, because you say, you know, maybe you're wondering, you know, how can you be filled with the Spirit? I've already received the Spirit when I got saved. You know, you do. You get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit when you get saved. The moment you believe on Christ for salvation, you know, that you receive the Holy Spirit indwelling in you. But here he's talking about being filled with the Spirit. It's like in the Old Testament when they, you know, the prophets, you know, and Samuel and Saul and David and Elijah, you know, when they wanted to preach a good sermon or they go out to war, you know, they were, the Spirit of God was resting upon them. Now, turn to John chapter number 7. John chapter number 7. Because I've heard a lot of preachers and they'll say, you know, the day of Pentecost, you know, that's when, you know, they received the Holy Ghost. You know, that's when it was indwelling in them, on the day of Pentecost. Now, I don't believe that, because have a look in John chapter number 7. Have a look at verse number 38. It says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Because they did not have the, you know, indwelling of the Holy Spirit as we do, you know, now in the Old Testament. And this is before Jesus died, so it's still the Old Testament. Now, if you turn to John chapter number 20, John chapter number 20, but here he says, you know, you'll receive the Spirit, you know, when I'm glorified, you know, when I'm risen from the dead. Have a look in John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20. Have a look at verse number 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So I believe here, this is when they receive the Holy Ghost. As in, you know, it's indwelling in them now. You know, they receive the Holy Ghost. Just turn over probably one page in your Bible to the Acts chapter number 1. Because we see here on the day of Pentecost, you know, where some preachers, they'll say, you know, this is when they receive the Holy Ghost and dwelling in them on the day of Pentecost. But that's not true. Have a look at verse number 8 of Acts chapter 1. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So here he says that the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Now in chapter number 2 on the day of Pentecost, have a look at verse number 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So here we see that they're filled with the Spirit. And, you know, and that was the command in Ephesians chapter 5, that we need to be filled with the Spirit. And if we love God, if we love Jesus, you know, we want to keep his commandments, so we want to be filled with the Spirit, because that's a command of God. Now, if you will turn to Hebrews chapter number 1. Hebrews chapter number 1. So if you can be filled with the Spirit, that means you can be empty of the Holy Spirit as well. And I'm not talking about, you know, indwelling the Holy Spirit. You know, you're going to have that. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit, I promise. You know, until the day you're going to have the Holy Spirit with you. You know, that's indwelling in you. But you can also, you know, lose the Holy Spirit, you know, the power of God on your life. And you need to be filled with the Spirit all the time. Now, have a look in Hebrews chapter number 1. You know, this is a great verse in verse number 9. It says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So here, you know, because you want to, you know, how do I get filled with the Spirit? Well, you know, Ephesians chapter 5 says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You know, that's one way to be filled with the Spirit, is singing hymns and songs and psalms. You know, that's why we sing psalms and hymns, you know, in church service. You know, so we can be filled with the Spirit. But here, look what at Jesus. Because it says that God hath anointed him with the oil of gladness above his fellows. And obviously, you're never going to be filled with the Spirit more than Jesus. You know, that is the, you know, you'll never reach that. But you could be filled with the Spirit, you know, above your fellows. You know, you could live, you know, you could be the greatest soul winner. You know, it could be a woman. You know, a woman in this church could be the greatest soul winner this church has ever seen. You know, it's up to you. But here he says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now the oil of gladness, you know, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, if you look through the Bible, the oil, you know, is talking about and is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Now here it says, therefore. That means because, you know, because of something, you know, God has anointed him with the oil of gladness. And it says here in verse number 9 at the start, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. That's why he was anointed with the oil of gladness, because he hated iniquity. He hated, it's quoted in Psalms, hated in wickedness. It says, and he's loved righteousness. So that's what you're going to have to do in your life. You're going to have to hate sin. You're going to have to hate, you know, abortion and murder and rape and, you know, every sin you could think of. You know, you're going to have to hate it all. But also, on the flip side, you're also going to have to love righteousness. You're going to have to love, you know, because you can't, there's people out there that, you know, that's all they do, they just hate. You know, they hate homos, you know, great. You know, we hate homos. But you can't just hate homos. You know, you have to go soul winning as well. You have to love righteousness. You know, you have to go out into the lost and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to have both sides, you know, both sides of the coin. We have to preach the gospel. We have to hate homos. You know, we have to, you know, love righteousness and hate iniquity. You know, we have to, yeah, right, you know, we have to go to church. You know, love going to church. We have to love our wife. We have to do, you know, love everything that's right and hate everything that's wrong. You know, and there's so much things that's wrong. You know, covetousness. You know, that's a major sin today that, you know, we don't hear that much about. Yeah. But, you know, the Bible actually says, you know, has anyone told you that's a serious sin lately? Because you actually meant to get kicked out of the church if you're a covetous person. Right. You know, amen. When if you're committing fornication, you get kicked out as well. But, you know, you've got three options probably. You know, you can either, you know, split up and keep going to church. You could, you know, you could split up, you can leave the church, or you can get married. Okay, you got three options. But if you're covetous, you got two. You can get kicked down, or you can stop being covetous. You know, but, you know, and that's a lot of people. A lot of people, that's all they think about is just, you know, cars and their boats and their, you know, yeah, that's probably the woman. I mean, the men, sorry. And then the women are like, you know, kettles and, you know, all the cooking appliances, you know, that's what they lust after, right? You know, it, just in the kitchen, you know, all this stuff in the kitchen, that's what, you know, man, I wish I could have this new, you know, popcorn maker and, you know, all these things. But, you know, covetousness is a major sin, and we have to love righteousness and hate iniquity. You know, that's how we're going to be filled with the Spirit. Let's pray.